On September the 26th in 1944, Ray Hamley, an RAF flying officer, and his crew were flying an American-built B-25 bomber. And they dropped bombs on the German town of Cleve. One of the targets of their bombs was the Roman Catholic Church in that town, St. Mary's. And on that day, Cleve not only mourned the loss of the church, a woman who had been a parishioner there also mourned the loss of her parents who were killed in that bombing. For the town of Cleve, 647 civilians, 879 military personnel were to die before the end of the Second World War. Meanwhile, Ray Hamley went back to England after the war, settled down, got married to his childhood sweetheart, and became the head of a primary school. But then in 1983, someone showed Ray a newspaper clipping that described how in the small town of Cleve, Germany, the people were rebuilding St. Mary's Church, the church that had been bombed in the Second World War. And for Ray, this brought to mind the memory, so he went up into his attic and got his log from his flying missions. And as he found the logbook, he recognized that, yes, indeed, he had been the person who had dropped the bomb on St. Mary's Church in Cleve. At that moment in 1983, many years after the war, an impulse was born into his heart where he wanted to get in touch with the people. And so he wrote to the mayor of Cleve and he asked for forgiveness for having dropped the bomb on that city. And indeed, before that, he hesitated because he realized, well, it was the war. Innocent children in London and Warsaw also died, and I was just doing my job. But there was something deeper that was speaking into his heart, and so he wrote this letter to the mayor. The priest of the church responded to Ray's letter and invited Ray and his family to St. Mary's for the opening of the new church in 1984. And at first, Ray resisted, and he didn't even respond to this invitation until he got a second letter from the priest that had the signatures of 500 people from the St. Mary's parish in Cleve. And in this letter, they said to him, "We forgive you in the name of Jesus Christ." Well, after that, Ray went to Cleve with his family. And not only was there a wonderful reconciliation between Ray and the people, his small town in England and the town of Cleve began to establish a wonderful relationship. Ray had had second thoughts where he wondered, should I do it, should I do it? And he was so glad that he did, because through that work of reconciliation, it was a turning point in Ray Hamley's life. Now, psychologists tell us that there are three ways in which we can respond to fear. We will choose to face the situation head on, we will shut down and do nothing, or we will run away from the problem. In other words, we will either fight, freeze, or flight. Fight, freeze, or flight. At first, Ray was going to freeze. He wasn't going to do anything. But then he decided, no, I need to, in a certain way, fight. I need to respond to this. I need to bring about a resolution deep in my own heart that has plagued me for the better part of 30 years. Well, I bring this all into our thinking today because it seems to me a great story that parallels the story we have from the book of Genesis. I love the fact that the first book of the Bible represents so honestly and clearly what family life is like. And from the 37th chapter of Genesis to its conclusion, we focus on the family of Jacob. Jacob, the one whose name means a deceiver. Jacob, the one who wrestles with God and becomes Israel, and the name Israel means one who wrestles with God. So think of it, two names, a deceiver, one who wrestles with God. And then he has all of these boys. And the 10 older brothers are just about had it up to here with the special treatment the dad gives to Joseph. Why does he get the fancy coat? Why does he get all the privilege? And on one day, they think, enough is enough. And they sell him, that is Joseph, to Midianite Bedouins, who in turn take him down to Egypt, and they sell him to a man called Potiphar. The thing about the Joseph story, the Jacob story, the Israel story, is that it's fraught with human pride, with resentment, resulting in the destruction of relationships. And we see it in today's text, where now dad is dead. And if you were one of those older brothers, you might think, shoot, okay, now we've had it. And so they actually tell a lie. They say to Joseph, dad told us to say to you, sorry, we've done wrong, please forgive us. Although they, I think, felt that sincerely, they thought that if they had dad's word backing them, that might help Joseph in forgiving them. But here's the beautiful thing. Listen to what Joseph says to his brothers. Do not be afraid. Am I in the place of God? Even though you intended to do harm to me, God intended it for good, in order to preserve a numerous people as he is doing today. You intended it to harm me, but God has used it for good. Do you see what Joseph understood? That in the midst of the craziness that is life, the craziness of the Second World War, the craziness of a family like Jacob's family, providence is at work. And Jesus in today's gospel put it simply, he said, God can count the hair on your head. For me, that doesn't take him a lot of arithmetic. God knows when every sparrow falls to the ground. God is somehow at work in a crazy world like this, when so many people intend wrong, God intends good. And so, as the text from Genesis goes on to say, quoting Joseph, so have no fear, I myself will provide for you and your little ones. In this way, he reassured them, speaking kindly to them. The work of forgiveness in the stories I have told today are representative of what I would call restorative grace. Ours is a God of restoration. And I think it apt that that church in Cleve was named after our Blessed Mother, Mary. And Saint Mary is always cooperating with her son, Jesus Christ, to restore relationships, to rebuild churches, communities, to restore, rebuild families. By the forgiveness Joseph extended to his brothers, restorative grace healed decades of old wounds where kindness overcame guilt and resentment. So let me ask you, are there places in your life where our Blessed Mother Mary is wanting to rebuild relationships? People of whom you need to ask forgiveness, or people you need to forgive? If so, don't let fear lead you to freeze or to flee. Rather, choose to face it and discover more fully the gift of restorative grace. Restorative grace is the consequence of true forgiveness.